What are going to be the next steps for the Marlton Square project?
The next step is that within about 30 to 60 days, we should have announcement of a major anchor tenant that will comprise about 8.5 acres of the 20-acre plot. Within that same time period, maybe 60 days, we'll have the master retail developer identified, in which we've given them the task of identifying retailers that will be coming in with letters of commitment, those that have job creation, those that will create an environment in that area that will basically fulfill the dreams of our community for the last 25 years. So we hope within the next 30 to 60 days, we will have both parts of that project done, and then in a sense of identifying who's going to complete them. And then the third phase is to let people know that the senior facility that's on Buckingham should be finished and occupied by January, February of next year. So the entire project should be coming to some conclusion very shortly.
Do you feel like you have the support from the community with this project?
Oh yeah, the community is the overwhelmingly supportive. They've viewed for the last 20 plus years that it's been a major eyesore. This project has gone through a couple of names. It used to be the Santa Barbara Plaza, now it's Marlton Square. All the people can remember is that we've had four or five groundbreakings and no ribbon cuttings. And so we look for a very, very positive outlook over the next year or so of getting this project off the ground and become a reality.
And besides the square, what other problems or eyesores around the community is the city going to address in the future?
Well, the one that we closest would be 52nd and Crenshaw, where the Crenshaw Motors left. We hope before the end of this year we'll get a commitment. The Fresh and Easy store will be moving forward. It's already been entitled. We're going through a lawsuit. We hope also by January, February of next year that Manchester and Vermont will come out of eminent domain, and we can go out to RFP and be able to move that forward. Also, the old, Hyde Park Library on Crenshaw, that site, we're going out to RFP that we can build scattered small units there. The old Bethune Library on Vermont, we've already moved forward in abode housing development. We'll be putting in a mixed-use senior housing plus either a small grocery store or a small drugstore. So those are the things that we believe that will eliminate some of the blight we have in the community.
Crenshaw has not had the most positive of reputations. How do you combat those stereotypes associated with the name of the area?
Well, I think what you find is that there's a difference in perception of those who live in the community and those who may report on the community. We just had something called Taste of Soul, and in its third year had over 200,000 people on Crenshaw Boulevard between King Boulevard and Rodeo Road. That is not an area or a community that appeared to be fearful of being out in their community. That particular activity, unfortunately, did not get real reviews by the major media. You would not have the largest street festival in the entire city in the middle of Crenshaw Boulevard if there were not communities that felt it was safe enough to be there. So I think often you have to basically contrast the reporting versus the reality.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you being here.